Team Ace, Finn, Gidendonic, 102.5, The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and David Janes here with you. I have some sad breaking news. One of Nashville's biggest power couples has separated. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban separated after 19 years of marriage, according to Rolling Stone.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Wow, man.
If things couldn't get worse around here.
Man.
If Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban can't make it, who can?
What are we going to do at the Preds game?
Yeah.
Who gets the suite?
They'll have to sit on.
They'll have to get
separate
a couple different suites.
Yeah,
Get them in. Got to get them both in there if they want to come. I hope they could reconcile or something.
I hope it was an amicable.
Yeah.
An amicable parting of ways.
Yeah, parting of ways where they're not necessarily upset with one another.
So I'm sorry to bring you all down further. I know you're already feeling really crappy after the Tennessee Titans were shut out yesterday in Houston, but the hits just keep on coming. The Titans can't win a game, and love does not conquer all, at least when it comes to Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, who are reportedly separating after 19 years of marriage. Anyway, there is one player for the Tennessee Titans who is playing well. Jeffrey Simmons. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Simmons sacked C.J. Stroud yesterday in 2.09 seconds. That's how fast Jeffrey Simmons went from jumping off the line of scrimmage to taking down C.J. Stroud. In fact, he crossed the line of scrimmage in 0.32 seconds after the snap. That's how fast it was. And Jeffrey Simmons, he's taken a lot of criticism over the years. But I don't think it can be argued that Jeffrey Simmons has not come to play this season. He's got 14 quarterback pressures, 8 of which are quick pressures. He's caused 2 turnovers because of those pressures. He also has 2 sacks. If I recall off the top of my head, he is the second highest graded interior defensive lineman in the league, according to Pro Football Focus. So Jeffrey Simmons, say what you will about the Tennessee Titans, Jeffrey Simmons has come to play, and that means it's time for the Titans to trade him. Plain and simple, because I will go with what Willie Donick has said in the past, and correct me if I am misinterpreting your words here, Willie. Jeffrey Simmons, I can't imagine, will be this effective when the Tennessee Titans hopefully become good again. It's going to be a few years. It could be 2 years. It could be 3 years. It could be 4 years. By then, Jeffrey Simmons will not be the player he is today. He is playing outstanding football to start the season. So I now put him up to bid for the highest bidder.
I've been philosophically at this point since the beginning of training camp, and it's nothing against Jeffrey Simmons. I'm not one of these people, and there's a lot in this market that are like, he's not a leader, he's not this, he's not that. They get frustrated with him. I've always been a guy that thinks he's a really good player. Mm-hmm. And I just keep coming back to the same question, and I'll say it today just like I said it at the end of July. Is Jeffrey Simmons going to be a part of the next really good Titans team? It is going to be minimum 2 years before they're even able to build a roster, in my opinion, that's even respectable. 3 years until they could be good realistically, and then hopefully that is the beginning of a window. So we're talking about Jeffrey Simmons, who right now I think has even upped his trade value since the beginning of training camp. He's playing great, and he is working hard. He is noticeably making a lot of big plays there. He tore them up yesterday. And we were talking about getting 2 top 100 picks, a first and then a blank. I think now you could get a first and then maybe a second. I'm looking around. I would be shopping him around to see, because I would have to think a contender is looking around saying, man, I'd love to have Jeffrey Simmons. And a team that's trying to win right now for the next couple of years could see Jeffrey Simmons being a big part, a difference maker for them, to where they would give up the draft capital.
I can see them trying to do what Chicago did when they traded away, I forget.
Khalil Mack?
No, the defensive end not too long ago when they traded him to San Francisco.
Chase Young?
Yeah, Chase Young.
Chase Young
got traded to San Francisco. Why? San Francisco was a contender, and they were looking for, they needed another guy. I think Bosa may have been injured. Yep. Or
Bosa happens to be injured
exactly.
now.
Exactly, he's injured now. So they went out and got, Chase, who was a former top five pick or top 10 pick. I don't know how much Chicago got in return when it came to that. I'm not surprised that Jeffrey Simmons is playing the way he's playing right now. I don't think this is a big – if it's a big surprise to anybody, I mean, you must not have been watching Jeff. He's been injured the last 2 years off and on, and I think that sort of affected him. He came into camp lighter, physically noticeable. He seemed to be ready to go, and he has been. And you are going to get, and you have gotten, the Jeffrey Simmons that earned that contract. That's the guy that you're getting now. So I guess the dilemma you're in is this. I know it seems straight. I know it seems black and white here. I know it seems like, oh, this is the decision. You do this. It's a no-brainer. It's not a no-brainer to trade him. It may end up being what happens, or it end up being a good thing, but it's not a no-brainer. Why? Because this team doesn't have many players. Doesn't have many. Jeffrey Simmons is still young enough that if you sign him to an extension, 3-year extension, 4-year extension, you're hoping to really get 2 to 3 years out of him, and I think they would get that out of Jeffrey Simmons, and to then allow him to retire a Titan. Because guys haven't been able to do that, and he's playing well enough to say, if you pay me the money, I stay here. But now you got to make the decision that, okay, he's playing well. Do I trade him and be able to get some assets for him? Whether it's a first round, second round, combination of picks, whatever it is, or do I hold on to the one of few good players that I have that I know will play good football this season, next season, and maybe even the season after that, which I need that for the next 2 to 3 years, but I need him to be a presence a little bit longer than that, a veteran presence with that defensive line.
To clarify, Chase Young was traded from the Commanders.
Yeah, the Commanders, not
the
Chicago.
49ers. Mm-hmm. A report from Adam Schefter at the time said Washington was seeking second and fifth round draft picks in return for Young, but teams expressed concerns about Young's medicals, so he was traded for a compensatory third round pick.
Right. Chase Young was a high first round pick and a big talent. He never produced like Jeffrey Simmons has. He's nowhere close. So Jeffrey Simmons to me would be more valuable in my opinion. I think Jeffrey Simmons could put you over the top if I'm a Super Bowl contender. And this is not me at all. I just want to be clear. It's not me saying they need to get rid of Jeffrey Simmons. This is about asset management and where you are in the football universe.
Yeah.
Getting the maximum value back for a great player. He's a top 100 player. He's playing like a top 100 player. Mm-hmm. This roster has zero top 100 players. He's the only guy that even sniffs the top 100. They desperately need the draft capital. I'll give you an example of where the universe was different, okay? But Derrick Henry was the 7th best player in the NFL.com top 100 this year, number 7, and he's always been a top 100 player. The Titans elected to hold on to him and then eventually let him go. But why did they do it? Because they thought they could win. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a problem. Look, I understood. When you got Derrick Henry, you don't want to trade him. And they thought they could win. They miscalculated. But what happened as a result? They let him go, and they got nothing. Not even a compensatory pick or anything
but
for Derrick Henry.
Okay, what if they don't get
let that happen with Jeffrey Simmons when your roster, you're going to lose with him or lose without him?
No one's willing to give up a first round.
Well,
pick.
I'd have to keep him
because I don't.
You can't undersell him. You have to.
I don't think any team, if they're looking at it, unless they just like, you know what, he is that one missing piece.
That's what you're looking for. You want to find that team.
He has to be that missing piece where we're going to win because of this guy being a missing piece. Anything short of that, I'm not sure how many teams are going to be willing to give up a first-round pick. That's what you got to – you may want a first-round pick, but what if everybody at the table say, I'm giving you pick number 38
and I'm holding
or
on.
39?
The only thing the Titans can hope for if they don't trade Jeffrey Simmons is that they continue to be just dreadful. They have the number one pick in the draft again, and because they don't need a quarterback, they trade that number one pick, which they could have done, reportedly, this past spring, and they get the assets that way.
Listen, they've got to be real about it. I'm not saying you tank or anything. You've got to be as competitive as you can be. But this team needs to pick in the top two or three, and they do need to trade down and get the assets. That's another asset management thing that is time-tested. They have the quarterback now. Mm-hmm. I was arguing they should have done it last year, but now that they have a quarterback that I give them credit.
Well, they still got a top 10. It seemed like they're still going to get a top 5 pick.
They
so
should.
They can do the same thing
whether
this
they
year.
Keep him or not. Right. Yeah. But I think if you trade Jeffrey Simmons, you're even moving yourself further to the higher probability that you get pick 1, 2, or 3 where you could really do something with that pick and get the extra picks you desperately need.
I didn't want to have to do this, but I went to tankathon.com. This is not the time for tankathon.com.
It's too early.
It's still September.
Too early. Yes.
It's but September. At least according to tankathon.com, the Titans are in line to have the second overall pick in the NFL draft behind the Saints, who would have the number one overall pick.
Let's not kid ourselves, though. You love tankathon.com.
I do love tankathon.com.
You got a bookmark. You love it.
I love tankathon.com. But let's go to our phone lines because a lot of you want to weigh in. 615-737-1025. I've seen enough. Jeffrey Simmons is playing exceptionally well. Get him out of here. Not because I think he's a malcontent or any sort of locker room disruption, but he's playing so well, you have to strike when the iron is hot. Let's start with T-Mac in the borough on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. T-Mac, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Man, I'm listening to this, and this is making my skin boil. Let me tell you why. I'm going to ask y'all a question.
Sure.
Then I'm going to make my comment. How easy is it to get another Jeffrey Simmons, period? I just want to answer that first.
How extremely
easy.
Difficult.
How easy? Yeah, it's not difficult. Easy.
Extremely difficult. Okay. This is what makes my skin boil. And y'all wonder why the Titans suck. Years ago, all I heard was trade A.J. Brown. Years ago, all I heard was trade Kevin Byard. Years ago, all I heard was trade Derrick Henry. Now I'm hearing trade Jeffrey Simmons. And y'all want to listen. We're never going to – you take the few good pieces that you have and add on top of that. You don't get better by letting good pieces go just to have to draft Jeffrey Simmons again. We would never be the Philadelphia Eagles. We would never be the Buffalo Bills. I guarantee you that they're not saying this. They're not saying, hey, you know, if we keep Buffalo Bills radio, it's not saying, hey, we keep missing the Super Bowl every year. So what we need to do, we need to let Josh Allen go so that we can get another Josh Allen and then get some more people. Y'all got to stop.
T-Mac, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. Let me ask you a question because I'm curious. Do you think the Tennessee Titans will be competitive again when Jeffrey Simmons is still in his prime?
That's the question.
I think so. And here's why I say that. For one, they already going to have the number one and number two pick. One of you guys just read off the stats that they won behind the Saints. Right?
Yes.
They can
right.
take that and do the same thing that John Robinson did back in 2016, 17, and use that pick to get a boatload of picks. So the point that I'm making is, listen, I honestly believe that Titans brass listens to y'all radio shows. When y'all say this stuff, y'all put ideas in their head and make them go, and then saying, you know, we don't have a Kevin Byard. We don't have an A.J. Brown. We don't have a Derrick Henry. And then 5 years from now, we're still the same team. I will hang up and listen.
Thank you, T-Mac, and I wish I had that much sway at the Titans facility.
But here, this is what's – I completely agree with T-Mac on the A.J. Brown. That was a mistake because that team had a chance to win. They were in a window. This team's window, that window closed a couple years ago, and they are at the bottom. A.J. Brown at the time was how old? 25, maybe?
Yeah, 25, 24.
Jeffrey Simmons is 28. This is the back edge of his prime, mm-hmm. right? He's got maximum trade value. This is my opinion. I completely understand T-Mac's angle.
A.J. Brown was 24 when he was traded.
24. So that was a different set of circumstances in where the Titans roster was and where A.J. Brown was. This is a team devoid of talent, and it's got nothing to do with Jeffrey Simmons being a great player. It's the asset of Jeffrey Simmons and what you could get. I want the picks that you're going to get from finishing low and what you could get from Jeffrey Simmons. That's the fastest way back to getting the type of roster you're looking for, like a Lions type of – the Lions flooded their assets. They traded Matthew Stafford. They got a bunch of picks. And they made the most of those picks. That's the key. You got to cash in the picks. Where a lot of people will call and say, well, the Titans, they don't know how to draft anyway, so why do you want the picks? Yeah. Well, that's the only way you can get back. There's no way to do it other than that.
Let's go to Carl on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Carl, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Long time listener, Willie. Back from the days of George Plaster. Hey, guys. I'm with T-Mac. I almost had to turn the channel. Denard Hopkins making one-hand catches. Derrick Henry running all over the place. A.J. Brown studying his book on the sideline, coming in and wearing it out. John Robinson gone. Mike Vrabel gone. Asset management? Asset management? Well, there's your asset management right there. Okay? We need to keep these good players. In all the thousands of
but they age. They're aging assets.
How old is Jeffrey Simmons? How old
he's
is he?
28.
Wow. He's got a good another 5 or 7 years, in my opinion. Okay?
DeAndre Hopkins did have a great catch. He has 5 catches for 112 yards in, what, 4 games this season? So he made a great catch, but he has been relatively ineffective as a member of the Baltimore Ravens.
How many more games do we play this season?
13.
Several. Okay, so let's just wait until that ink dries.
He also did nothing for the Chiefs last year, so I'm just putting out the context. Go ahead.
You're being a negative Nelly here on my conversation. All right, listen, that's just my thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm entitled to them.
Sure.
I do not understand trading these great players away. I just don't. And yes, I have some business sense. I'm a college graduate. You just don't get rid of your productive players. You keep them around. It doesn't have anything to do with longevity. Win right now. In the NFL, the worst team on any given Sunday can beat the best team. And we're wanting college picks. Oh, let's get some college football picks. That'll really send us over the top. Anyway, frustration.
I think
we're all feeling it. I do believe in giving Brian Callahan his due diligence. I do. And I've said it before on the air, and I'll say it again. He needs his 3 years.
Thank you for the call, Carl. I appreciate your optimism. And look, I know that it's easy. We do this in sports all of the time. When a player that used to be on your team goes to another team and plays well, it must be something wrong with your team, okay? DeAndre Hopkins had one hell of a catch against the Bills, if I'm not mistaken, right? The one-handed touchdown catch. Outside of that, since DeAndre Hopkins left the Tennessee Titans, what has he done for the Chiefs and the Ravens? Not a lot, right? Am I missing something obvious?
I think what happens is, and the fan base can be, sometimes, and I think we all do at times, it's about the now, and if this hadn't happened, we wouldn't be in this situation. So we're just thinking about, the situation we're in now and trying to attach any sense of, success from players that were here before. And we're saying, see, look at what they're doing. They're doing this for that team, and they're doing this for that team. I want to say this because I don't think people really understand the life span on a life expectancy. And when I say life expectancy, I mean playing, like at a certain level. You just, some people don't really grasp at how quickly that goes down year by year by year. And when you look at a player and he's played well for you, these organizations are trying to sort of look in the future, like based upon the history and everything else, where would this player be, you know, in 2-3 years? Where are we as a team? Can we still, if we have this player on our team, does he make us into a contender? Are we at a spot where we can be a contender? They tried that with Byard. They re-signed his contract. They gave Derrick Henry another contract. They gave Jeffrey Simmons another contract. So these guys that we're talking about are other places. They gave them second opportunities. And at the end of those, it just wasn't working. I am happy that they traded. Well, they didn't. Derrick Henry, one, I'm happy they didn't trade him. But then two, I'm happy he was allowed. He was able to go somewhere where he has an opportunity to win a championship. His 1,900 yards, people, wouldn't have happened here. We saw the best of Derrick Henry here. That last year he was here. We saw the best. That offensive line has gotten horrendous since then. It's gotten worse than it was back then when he rushed for like 1,300, 1,400 yards. And that was the best Derrick Henry we were going to see here. He goes to Baltimore, and he becomes what he can be if you put people around him that can do their job. When they didn't allow, they chose not to sign him, they didn't have the individuals that was going to help Derrick Henry in a championship run. They knew it, and he's getting older. So, you know what? Thank you, Derrick Henry. You know, go somewhere else. You can be productive. But we can't be each and every time reaching back. Like, this player's doing this at this. A.J. Brown was going to be great no matter where he went. And that was a trade, you know. And why they did, it was an impasse with the contract. They didn't want to give him the contract. Somebody else wanted to give it to him. They got draft picks for him. But anyone outside of A.J. Brown, they've went to other teams, and it hasn't been a sustained, it hasn't been sustained success. You look at Kevin Byard. They traded him away to Philadelphia. He didn't play well. He didn't play well in Chicago the next following year. I think he's still with Chicago. He's a declining asset. So they chose to move from him, and they got something for him. I understand the frustration is here, people. I get it. I'm frustrated with the team, too. But I'm not going to continue to reach back and say, man, look at what Derrick Henry. He wouldn't do that here because we don't have Lamar Jackson and we don't have that offensive line. A.J. Brown probably wouldn't be doing that here. You know, some of these – and that's the extent of it. Those two guys. Nobody else.
615-737-1025. By the way, since DeAndre Hopkins left the Tennessee Titans, remember he was traded to the Chiefs, now he's on the Ravens, 46 receptions for 549 yards and 6 touchdowns, which is actually better than I thought. But let's not pretend that DeAndre Hopkins would have made a huge impact on this team. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I've seen enough from Jeffrey Simmons. The Tennessee Titans are going nowhere with Jeffrey Simmons. And the best course of action is to trade him. Not for anything he's done poorly, but because of how well he's played. I know that sounds odd, but that's where I am. We'll continue to take your thoughts on it. 615-737-1025. Willie Dunnick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
Why isn't this thing getting any better?
Because we're playing bad football. Simple. We're not playing good football right now. And tired of hearing the same thing coming in the locker room. I mean, and I'm tired of saying it. We gotta play better. I'm tired of saying it. It's like, this is the NFL. They wanted more than us. They played like they wanted more than us, and we're not playing good football right now.
That was Jeffrey Simmons after the Titans shutout loss to the Houston Texans yesterday. Willie Dunnick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. I've seen enough. The Titans need to trade Jeffrey Simmons, and I pissed a few people off in the previous segment. Let me summarize my viewpoint on this before we get to your calls, because I see them, and we want to hear from you at 615-737-1025. The Titans need to be proactive, not reactive. Jeffrey Simmons is playing well right now. He's playing exceptionally well. Again, 14 quarterback pressures, 8 quick pressures, 2 turnovers caused by those pressures, and 2 sacks. He's got a high pass rush win rate. He has an excellent grade on Pro Football Focus. He's playing exceptionally well. Jeffrey Simmons will be 30 years old when the stadium opens. How many prime years will he have left at that point? And rebuilding teams, not just in football, across all sports, get themselves in trouble by hesitating to pull the trigger on these types of moves. Oh, you know, we'll hang on to Jeffrey Simmons. Maybe we'll turn things around. But let's be honest with ourselves. What are the chances that Jeffrey Simmons will still be in his prime when the Titans become competitive again? I have serious doubts about that. But let's get to your thoughts. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Ryan in Brentwood, who has been waiting patiently. Ryan, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Great show, guys. Y'all are right on point with your perspective. This is the best time to trade Jeffrey Simmons for assets. If you can get a first-round pick for him, you do it. And if you're going to be the first pick overall, you would trade down to get a good defensive end, and that's what we need as an edge rusher. I mean, it'd be the same thing with the Predators. The best time to trade Roman Josi is right now because he's a depreciating asset. So you would put Phil Forsberg as the captain. I mean, this is the best time to do all that.
Thank you for the call, Ryan. Let's go to Warren on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Warren, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you guys so much for taking my call.
I've just
been hearing, you know, some of these other people talking about how, you know, this all makes no sense. I mean, this is how you run a franchise. You know, whenever you have a salary cap, you only have, you know, so much money you can spend on players. So, you know, you can't go out and buy a whole offense and a whole defense to, you know, put out there. You know, you have to look at where you're at. And if you're not at a place where you're going to win in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years, you kind of have to look at, okay, well, what can we potentially get rid of to load up for hopefully in, you know, 3 or 4 years whenever we can look at being competitive then? And I think you guys are making complete and total sense.
Thank you for the call, Warren. And there
you
have
think
been...
we're making complete and total sense?
Wow,
this
like
is
that.
A different vibe from the previous segment when I was called a negative Nelly or a negative Nancy. I can't remember which one. Either way, I'm insulted. We've gotten a lot of texts on our text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. saying, well, the Titans show that they can't draft. So if you're trading Jeffrey Simmons, you're not going to get another one because the Titans can't draft. And the Titans' draft record in recent years, we've talked about that so many times. It kind of nauseates me every time we bring
it
up.
But it's where that's why they are where they are.
Right. But Chad Brinker is on record saying that he wants a certain number of top 100 picks over the next few years. I want to say it's 12 over the next 3 or 4 years. I can't remember the exact number. One of the few ways the Tennessee Titans can accomplish that is by trading Jeffrey Simmons. Again, the other way they can accomplish that is by continuing to be bad, or in the words of Cam Ward, ass. They can continue to be ass. And I can say that because he said it. I'm quoting him. He said, and I quote, "We ass." The Titans can continue to be ass and then have the number one or number two overall pick in the draft again, trade down, get the assets. I guess theoretically then you could keep Jeffrey Simmons. But Jeffrey Simmons is the only player on your team right now who other teams would, I believe, pay a premium for.
And if you couldn't get the premium, I think, D-Mace, you made a good point, then you do hold on to him, right? You got to get what he's worth. You're not giving him away. But to all the people that on the text line, and we've gotten this a lot over the last couple years because they have drafted so poorly. Mm-hmm. It is, well, they don't know what to do with the draft picks anyway, so why would you want the draft picks? Here is my question back. What is the alternative? There's only two alternatives that I can see. One, free agency. Mm-hmm. How's that worked?
Bad.
It's bad, right? Free agency is not the way to build a roster. You cannot do it in football. Maybe in baseball you can do that. There's no salary cap, and if you've got more money to spend, et cetera. The only other alternative is magic. And I don't think that's a real thing. Now, maybe they have a sorcerer or something.
What kind of magic?
Magic that would, like, be able to, like, in the movie Weird Science.
Close-up magic?
No, maybe, like, the Weird Science where you just make the perfect girl in the lab. Maybe you make perfect football players in a lab. Like, I don't think that kind of magic or science or combination of both
but you
exists.
Used to could go you to Tuscaloosa to do that.
Maybe.
Alabama, that's yeah. what Saban was doing.
Yeah, I guess. And more, if they want to bring that person in there that can do that, then I understand. In the meantime, the only alternative I see to build your roster is through the draft. And you know what you need? Draft picks. Draft picks. And you can't just sit there with the defeatist attitude of, well, because we haven't drafted well the last 4 years, we're never going to draft well again. You have to keep going back to the well and hope you've got the right people in there making better decisions.
It's not that the draft is going to be what it is as far as how many picks you get. And I understand the premise, the more picks, the more opportunities. But they and I said this last year, like these next couple of drafts, why? Because eventually they will be going into that new stadium. So last year's draft, this year's draft, it's critical, and next year's this draft coming up is going to be critical, because this is setting the foundation for what's going to be in that new stadium, new Nissan Stadium. I think that's what it's going to be called still, but the new Nissan Stadium. That is going to be the foundation, or that those are going to be the individuals you depend on when you walk into that next building. And they just hadn't. There's some guys that have played pretty good. But there are guys that are hurt, too, that they depend on that are young enough that would transition to the new stadium. They understand building this team isn't about free agency. What free agency does is allow your younger players to develop, or allow those guys that are right there to now they're taking that extra step. And while they're taking that extra step, you bring in these two or three free agent guys.
Think about what the Predators did a year ago.
And that meshes all things. So it's not to build a team. But the problem that the Titans are having is even when they bring in these free agents, and we know a lot of them hadn't worked out, but even when they bring in these free agents, at least the last couple of years, their roster isn't developing the way it needs to develop. So you got veteran guys, again, that you bring in, that you expect to play a certain way, and they're not playing that way. And then you have your roster period where enough guys aren't developing, those younger guys. Again, either the free agents are not doing what they need to do for the price that they're commanding, meaning their salaries, and the younger guys just are not developing as fast. So in order for it's going to take a while for this team. And I see that right now. Unless something just magically changed, it's going to take a while. Why? Because at this point, they don't have enough assets in the draft. As we sit now, they don't have enough assets in the draft to make a sort of Houston-type turnaround, even though Houston's was a little bit longer, but it seemed like it was like night and day after their draft. They're too far in debt to make a overnight change.
615-737-1025. We see your calls and texts. We will get to them next. 615-737-1025. DVD is proudly presented by Bax Homeworks. Remodeling done right. Get a free estimate at baxhomeworks.com.
Do you think this is a resilient and relentless football team?
I know what you're doing there, Paul. I know what you're doing. And I'm not going to answer that here right now.
Well, I mean, those are the themes that you've tried to catch on this football team. You're 20-some games in.
Yeah. I'm just compose myself here before I say something I regret. But, yes, I think this team is resilient. I think it is relentless. We haven't played good enough football, and I think those are two very distinct, different things. We have to execute at a better level. We have to coach better. That's really all I can say.
Derek, I think what Brian Callahan wanted to say to Paul Kaharsky at that point was, catch me outside! Schoolyard bash! Schoolyard bash! But
oh, man.
I did get a kick out of that. But, again, I likened Brian Callahan to Sideshow Bob in the episode of The Simpsons, Cape Fear, when he keeps stepping on the rakes and smacking himself in the face. Brian Callahan, he falls for these traps that reporters put down for him from time to time, and that was another one. But that sort of went to my earlier point about, you know, Brian Callahan seeming defeated to me, getting riled up over things like that. By the way, one texter on our text line driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, says, nothing beats Adam saying ass on repeat. I'm just repeating what Cam Ward said. And I quote, we ass. That's not me saying it. That's Cam Ward saying it. I'm just relaying it to you. Let's go to Brad on our phone line. Brad, thank you so much for calling. Please go ahead.
All right, thanks, guys, for having me. So, you know, I don't think that the Titans need to rely on magic. I do think that the template is actually already there. And if you look at, you know, how you supercharge a rebuild in the NFL, you need a lot of picks, not just one. Jeffrey Simmons being traded and getting a first-round pick, that would help. But if you look at recent history, this is setting up very similar to the 2015-16 Titans. We already had our quarterback with Marcus Mariota. We picked high, number two. But it was the next year that we were the worst team in the NFL. We traded with the Rams, and we got six top 100 picks for that one pick. And I think if we're all being honest, we are heading for a top three pick in this year's draft. So we need to do something similar. And then when you get those picks, everybody thinks John Robinson was a miracle worker. If you go back and look, he had six picks that he got for the Rams. He got three All-Pros, and he had three busts. He hit 50-50. The thing is, you need the bullets. You can't hit on everything. You need the draft picks. Eyeing up and listen.
Thank you for the call, Brian.
I could not agree with him more. He has laid it out. If you didn't listen to me, listen to Brad.
The check is in the mail, Brad.
Well done, Brad.
Brad was not a plant. We did not have Brad call and say, hey, Brad, read all of these things. Nope. Brad did that on his own. You go, Brad. Let's go to Tim on our phone line. Tim, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys, a couple of things. First of all, history, if you look at history, and in any kind of history, in the world or wherever, your past predicts your future. If you've had bad picks, what's going to change them keeping pick bad picks? Now, the other thing, and then I'll let you go, is there any way can we trade the Titans for, like, the Ohio State or Alabama or Georgia? Just trade them, everyone, and just switch.
Thank you for the call,
that
Tim.
Would be using magic.
That
would be a magical
that
thing.
That would definitely be using
Tim.
Magic.
So we got to live in this
you don't,
world.
You don't want the NFL
what
to
my
go
least,
anywhere.
This is not picking on Tim. Thank you for the call, Tim. One of my least favorite sports conversation tropes is, could this number one ranked college football team beat the worst team in the NFL? So who's the number one team in the country right now? Ohio State. So somebody would say, could the Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Tennessee Titans right now? The answer is no, okay? The Titans are professionals. They may be bad professionals, but they
Ohio
are professionals.
Ohio State, let it be known, does have professional players. Okay. Probably the highest payroll in college, but not quite the same payroll as the lowest NFL
okay,
team.
Maybe with the advent of NIL, I can change my perspective a
little
bit.
The cap might have closed a little bit, but I see your point. Your point is well taken.
I do think that a lot of Titans fans understand where we're coming from. The team, as it currently sits, is going absolutely nowhere except for down. And as I said at the beginning of the show, the one thing I appreciate about these Titans is each week you think they've hit rock bottom, but then they say, hold my beer, and they hit new lows. So I'm expecting some new lows next week in Glendale, Arizona against the Cardinals. So I'm not confident to say that yesterday was rock bottom, because I think Sunday could be rock bottom, and then the following Sunday could be rock bottom. There are only so many rock bottoms to go around, right?
Well, it's just a rock bottom season. Let's just classify it as that. As we continue to turn the pages of the season, there's no more hitting rock bottom. They are there. So are they going to stay there, or are they going to try to itch their way out of this? I mean, this team is just, you know, Frank, listen, this team's not good enough. We're going to argue this back and forth and what they need
would
to do
you
and what
say,
they need not to do.
Would you say that they're ass?
I mean, I would say that they're not a good team.
So, yes.
Cam Ward may, I know now he's probably not necessarily the passion. I think he's probably like, man, I should have chose a better word or better adjective to describe how we're playing. But that comes with, veteran leadership. That comes with years and time on task. I think he still feels that we're not a good team, but I think those words, to whereas I don't think they affect the owner on what she's going to do either way. Mm-hmm. But I think what it does is it sears it in the brains of Titan fans. That's what it does. The word we as is seared in their brain. And for that reason, I am like, man, I understand the passion. I get the passion. I know where it's from. I've had it. I wish there was a better choice of word, just a word.
Right.
Because
people cut it off there. But what he said was, "We're asked right now,
exactly,
with a determination of
exactly.
We're going to get out of this. We're going to make it better." And it
one
starts
day
with,
we will no longer be asked.
Yes.
Well, but yeah, but that's what you should have. You,
exactly.
You understand where you are, and you take accountability, which
yes.
he did.
Exactly.
He said right now. But basically what he was saying is it starts with me. I love that. I love that whole quote.
But see, that overshadows, and the only reason
the problem
I'm
is
saying,
he used that
yeah,
word, and that's the only thing
exactly,
people
exactly.
Take
that's
with.
That's
yeah.
what that's the only reason I'm not
and I'm
saying,
not helping.
I'm not saying he was wrong. No, it's not
because
about,
you want to sell
not,
T-shirts.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing out of.
I'm not saying that the fire, the determination, and all that other stuff, the passion. I'm with that. I'm with everything, but. What you said sort of overshadows everything now because people are always going to – they're going to go back to that every time. And my thing is that, yeah, you could say we're – yeah, you could let everyone know how bad you are, your team is. But I think wording is critical, especially coming from your quarterback. That's – like as a wide receiver, I can say that. And people will be like, okay, a defensive line, they can say that. The running back even can say that. But I don't think there hasn't been, let's just keep it here in Nashville. I never, and we were bad sometimes, I never heard that uttered out of the quarterback's mouth. I've heard other things like we need to play better, we're not playing good, or we just ain't getting the job done. Wording from your leader, that means a lot. I'm not saying he shouldn't have that passion. He should have it. But wording to me is everything.
One texter, and you know that I will take any and all opportunities
like
to not just say ass, but also to criticize Bill Belichick.
Oh,
but
of course.
One texter says, one of Belichick's greatest strengths was knowing when to trade or cut a player. Rarely did those guys go on to produce at a higher level after the Patriots. Trade Simmons.
Well, I mean, yes, but you can do that when you have Tom Brady at quarterback.
Yes.
When you're winning Super Bowl. You can do that because when Tom Brady isn't your quarterback, you got to try to hold on. He tried it when Tom Brady left, all that stuff. What happened? It didn't work because that's the total equalizer. That quarterback is the equalizer. You could. Why do you think the Chiefs, they don't mind letting guys go and bringing guys in? Why? Because we got Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll smooth everything out. So, I'm just looking at it from that standpoint. When you don't have that guy, you can't just say. And I know how much, Jeffrey Simmons. Hey, listen, you will get a lot for him, hopefully, but. It's easier to do when you have a proven quarterback and a guy that's been a guy that can put up points. It's easier to make that
trade.
It
is easier for sure. But he did make a few. Lawyer Malloy was the first one I can remember.
Yeah.
And then Richard Seymour was another one I can remember. They did seem to be able to keep the asset moving. Get off the ride of one while he's still got value.
But he had Wolfolk there.
Right. No, there's no question that. And of course, when you have Brady, you have a lot of. Margin for error,
yeah, exactly.
Shall we say? And people wanted to come play there. So they had a lot of advantages that were built in. And it's harder when you're at the bottom. I get that.
One texter, Josh from White House, says, Aaron Donald retired at 32 and got 8 sacks his last year. If the greatest defensive tackle in the history of the sport retired at 32, I'm guessing Simmons will be going downhill around 31, 32 as well.
Everybody's different. So Simmons has already had a couple of injury-plagued seasons last year and the year before. He's off to a good start right now. He might. Like, I was wondering if Derrick Henry would be able to produce at this stage. Running backs depreciate quicker than just about any position because of the wear and tear. Derrick Henry is the exception.
Yeah.
Maybe Jeffrey Simmons is the exception. That's possible. But that doesn't change the rest of the picture, which is bleak. You don't have the players around him. So if you didn't trade him, I could understand what the theory, and this it's not a bad one, right? You're going to finish poor anyway. You get enough picks by finishing 32nd. You get the first pick. You trade down. You get a bunch of picks. You get those, and you keep Jeffrey Simmons, and you hope you can still get the last couple of years of him and have a good roster. That's possible. And I would do that if I don't get a first and a second or something really good in a package. So I'm not going to give him away just for the sake of trading him. I have to get something really good for him.
Correct. I am not giving away Jeffrey Simmons, but if a team, a contending team, is willing to give me one or two top 100 picks,
I want
Jeffrey
a first
Simmons,
and a second is what I would, the way he's playing right now.
I think we should revisit this conversation tomorrow. Excellent participation from all of you. You know who's not ass? All of you. You're just awesome. You're the bee's knees. You're not ass, your knees. I don't know. Hug your loved ones. If Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman can break up, it can happen to anybody. So hug your loved ones tight tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Love on your people. Have a safe and wonderful day. I love you. The show loves you. This music, you know what it's saying. Don't ever forget about us. I told y'all that over the weekend, and y'all didn't. I could tell by the calls. So don't forget about us. Tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll see you later. Peace.